Hey Julia, what do we mean by misappropriation?
Well, basically, every once in a while, D&D are like, hey, maybe we should, throw a bone to the book readers. So what they do is they take random bits of dialogue or, an image or a random character reference from the books, and then they put it in a blender, and then they blend it up, and then they pour the resulting, incoherent slurry onto the script.
Wow, that sounds pretty dramatically satisfying.
Oh, it's very dramatic. I mean, I was touched. I was honored. I felt very appreciated
Yeah,
by the writers.
so Ilaria and Varys splitting up Vengeance, Justice, Fire, and Blood, that won pretty, it won by like 5%. It was a healthy margin. The second place winner was episode 10 being titled Winds of Winter,
Yeah,
because
that is
like,
what I voted for.
fuck you. I think I had a vote for Vengeance, Justice, Fire, and Blood.
Well, I knew you would, so I figured I could vote for it.
Actually, no, I might have voted for Frey Pies. Cause at least with Dorne, you can be like, well, Dorne's trying to side with Dany too in the books, so you can pretend it's not quite so misappropriated, even though it is. Cause like it that line can't make sense out of his conversation with Arianne. It just can't. But Frey Pies, like Frey, what the fuck was the point of the Frey Pies?
They cast one in Manderly too.
Yeah, they cast Wyman Manderly, and then they just had Arya like bake people off screen. At what kitchen was she
Then
using?
they
Like,
botched it. Like the extent to which they botched the scene was just it was like watching a child trying to write a TV show.
it was so much. No, they're here, my lord. Here, my lord.
Look at the pie in which you're eating. It contains human remains.
There's a finger, because I guess I didn't have enough time to meat grind. Hey, Arya, when you were like in the kitchens doing all this, did you think about freeing your Uncle Edmure, maybe?
It's
No.
not.
Okay.